I would express that this year, knowing we're going into our third year, that we're definitely really focusing on a tighter expense management plan. Each year it gets a little tighter and tighter. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing this year.
That's Jenny Garner, the unit leader of the Henry, Mercer, Rock Island, and Stark County unit. She says programs are not being impacted yet.
So far, I do not believe the public has seen a change there. We hope that won't be the case, but we're in a situation that if we don't have the dollars to offer the program, we have to find the dollars to offer the program. So that might start to slow us down a little bit.
And that's why extension leaders are seeing darkness at the end of the tunnel, not light.
Well, who knew that it would be 3 years and potentially longer? You know, we just don't know. So fortunately, our units and this unit here locally is part of a larger statewide system. And so that light at the end of the tunnel is dimming for us, just as it is for everybody else. In terms of our reserves at a local level, yes, those have just been depleted. We have some to work with this coming year. But fortunately, we do have help from a larger system, but that won't, it's not a sustainable. It's not for the long term.
U of I Extension reorganized in 2010, going from over 102 offices to 27 multi-county units. I'm Jim Taylor for the RFD Radio Network.